ଶ୍ରୀମଦ ଭାଗବତ ଭାଗବତୈ କିମ୍ବା ପରୈ ନୂଆଦିଲ୍ଲୀ ଠାରେ ଥାଏ ରିକ୍ୱାର୍ଡ଼ ଏଭ୍ରିଥିଙ୍ଗ ଇଜ୍ ପରଫେକ୍ଟ ୱାର୍ଡ଼ ଟୁ ୱାର୍ଡ଼ ପଢ଼ି ଦାଟ ଭାଷ
Simply,
that is the only light in this age.
Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Kritam.
Vaishnava Priyam. ग्रामर समझा रहा है कि नहीं
जी
सम प्रोफेसर हैज इज दिस ऑथराइज्ड लिटरेचर समबडी हैज नॉट सेड
यस
एक्चुअली दैट इज फैक्ट देयरफॉर वी डोंट लाइक टू रीड एनी Dr. Rule, he's suggesting, simply waste of time. Simply waste of time. Except Vedic literature, all this nonsense.
Place for the crows.
Mass, that's all. Not for the swans. They are admitting. Otherwise, how it is selling? Unless they are admitting the value, maybe a few, but they are realizing. I told you that one young man, very respectable, he came to me in some airport, maybe Japan or somewhere. He said, Swamiji, can I talk with you? And yes, why not? And where you have got so vast knowledge? And this is not my knowledge, I'm simply translating, that's all. It is Basudev's knowledge. It is not my knowledge. But he appreciated the vast stock of knowledge, that is the fact. And this rascal says, even in India, the Bhagavad is not written by Basudev. It is latest within Christian era.
Last 1,000 years.
Huh?
Written within the last 1,000 years.
Yes. You know that? They say like that? So many rascals are there. And this is the only shelter. These are our centers to be protected from all these rascals. These ISKCON centers are the only shelter. So you have to maintain it very nicely. There is no other shelter. All bogus, more or less. All bogus. But you have to not to quote, but the purpose of the verse you present reasonably. If you simply quote, it will not be simply very appealing. Oh, they are similar. Sometimes the Westerners criticize that God brother, Sadananda, He was criticizing that your presentation, I mean, your means our, is Vaishnava literature, and simply you quote some Sanskrit verse. That's all. So this Sanskrit verses should be explained for understanding of the modern people. If you simply quote, it is not very happy. Durban, we went to that university, you remember? That Arya Samaji, he was speaking that this is Hindu conception. And what do you mean by Hindu conception? A child grows to become a boy, is that Hindu conception? It is science. When Krishna says, Dhinasmi jathade kumara juru nangara, it's a fact. It is applicable to the Hindus, to the Muslims, to the Christian, everyone. But you say it is Hindu concept. So you have to present in that way. They may not think that it is Hindu conception. Because they are all rascals. Unless you explain it, that this is meant for everyone, they'll misunderstand. The Bhagavad is for the Hindus or for the Indians. It is for everyone. But one must realize there is no question of Hindu conception or Muslim conception. So this is gone whole day, cut.
In the morning and evening.
Your party has sold 25,000 big books?
After 3 weeks.
Huh?
Yes, so far this month.
25,000. I never thought of that these books will be so well received. It is beyond my imagination. I thought a few copies may be sold.
Remember Srila Prabhupada tomorrow, he inaugurated in Seattle, Washington, the Sankirtan
party. He inaugurated from San Francisco. We are printing this back to Godhead, 500. And you have most of the, you are selling?
Yeah, it was 3,500. We were selling 2,700 of them.
Then Brahmananda, I asked Brahmananda, he was in charge. I asked him, why don't you print more? I understood that he has got the potency to sell more. So, print in regular way, and that way we are in, what is that? Press?
Mimeograph.
I was printing, yes. Then he inquired this down upon many press. At last he said that unless we print 20,000, they will not take up this work. I said immediately, take it. From 3,000 to 20,000, immediately. At that time they are giving us 10 cents or less than that?
10 cents. It was around 10 cents.
So, in this way, then how you increase?
Now you can sell whole sets.
Now more than 1 million.
And in the years to come, many millions. Many millions in the years to come.
Yeah.
Many people like bound volumes.
Huh?
Many people ask for bound volume of the whole year. Back to Godhead.
But there is no remnants. We sell everything.
Yes.
Generally, when there is some remaining copies, the publisher bound it up for future sale, reference. Sutra, that is the topmost philosophy, that first verse, Athata Brahma Jigyasa. In this human form of life, there is no other business simply to inquire about Brahma. This is the fact. If anyone wants to fulfill the human form of life as distinguished from animal life, this is the only business, Brahma Jigyasa. And the whole civilization is on this basis. Therefore, first brahmacharya, how to understand Brahma. So, the children of human society is trained up same principle, how to understand Brahma. So, yesterday with that gentleman, I told, where you got this sand? Our beginning talk was there.
Where you got the
sand?
Sand.
Yes.
Yes. Yesterday morning.
I knew it, that they're preparing from sand because Dr. Bose has a bottle factory, so he was melting the sand. Therefore, he asked him. You cannot manufacture anything. You simply collect the ingredients given by God and you can transform into some other form. You cannot manufacture. This building is also the same way. You have got the cement, the wood, the iron. Where from you have got? It is Krishna's power. That those who are manufacturing or constructing big houses for their living, that simply eating their sinful activities. Jipachanti atma karma. We are also, they can say that you are also constructing. But we are not doing it for ourselves. It is for Krishna. Therefore, karma and bhakti apparently looks the same activity, but one is for Krishna and another is for one's personal use. Bhunyante te agham papam. What is that verse, you know? Bhunyante te agham papam jipachanti atmakarna. What is that book? Today there is no fog, or there is, that side, fog. Convinced that our only business is to become Krishna conscious.
Yes,
sir.
Yes,
sir. Huh?
Yes,
sir. That is equal. We have no other business. But we means we human beings, we have no other business.
When someone comes to the stage of being convinced like that, that there is no other business, what is that stage called?
That's called Sarvasiddhi. Jive Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. This realization. That I am eternal servant of Krishna. This day. And from here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching begins.
Very exalted.
Yeah. So you have to preach all over the world that you are simply wasting time by so many departments of knowledge. You are so foolish, rascal. Samayevahi kevalam. Simply wasting time. I think I explained that to the gentleman in the last morning. He said, in 1 hour, 2 hours you should devote. Not 2 hours, 24 hours. Did I not say? Yes. Because that is the only business. We have no other business. Our society is practically demonstrated. This is the only business, no other business. We therefore do not try even to earn our livelihood. That is the natural instinct of every animal, but we do not try even for that. Is it not?
Transcendental platform.
Yes. Let them see practically. We are not busy how to go to the office, how to the business place. We are not interested. We are simply interested for Mangala Arati, for class, for chanting, dancing. That's all. Practically see. We are not going to any office or any business.
Yet we're still living in a palace.
Yes. Let them see. We are living in such a palace that everyone is envious. They ask in America, you people do not do anything, how do you live so like this? Do they not?
Yes.
Yes, the storekeepers.
When we tell them, we will also teach you how to do nothing also and live in a palace, they say, oh no, thank you. That I do not want. I want to work hard.
Yes, that is called worm service tool. You see? If you take this worm from this tool, why you are living in this tool? Come here, live. No, I go back there. You see? The pig eating stool, ask him, take halwa, why you are eating? No, I like it very much. This is my...
So sometimes when a devotee joins Krishna Karna and then leaves again and goes back to the material world, it's just like a pig going back to the stool.
And that is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Materialism and spiritualism is explained in Rupa Goswami. There is bar chatak. So they drink water when the rain falls. Otherwise, they will starve. They will never accept any water from this earth.
Actually, such a bird.
A devotee will never accept materialism, even if he dies of starvation. You see, so many still are sticking to this principle. There are still many saintly persons in India. They do that. Don't care for any bodily care. Some food comes, I shall eat. Never. They still will find. They are sitting in their place and chanting or meditating without any concern for bodily necessity.
See, Srila Prabhupada, that you also have no such concern, but just to deliver the whole world, you're taking on this concern.
Now, this is for Krishna. We are constructing the buildings and begging money, and it's only for this purpose. People may become Krishna conscious. That is the only idea.
Bhajanandi and
Goshtanandi? Yes, Bhajanandi is not so important than Goshtanandi. Bhajanandi is doing for himself. And Goshtanandi is doing for all living beings. If you prepare some rasagulla for you, and if you prepare rasagulla for mass of people, then who is better? Rasagulla is good, but if you prepare for yourself only, that is also good. But one who is preparing for so many hundreds and thousands is better.
I was just reading a verse in the Bhagavad Gita this morning. There's I don't know the Sanskrit, but the English is he who works for the welfare of others. Part of the verse mentions like that. A liberated soul works for the welfare of others.
But some people, especially here, they can understand you prepare rasgullas for the mass of people, but they don't like that you prepare rasgulla for Krishna. They want that you should prepare rasgulla for the mass of people, but they don't like it if you're preparing rasgulla to give to Krishna.
That is Vivekananda.
Yes.
That is the Narayana. The answer is that if you do not prepare rasgulla for Krishna, then there will be no supply of Rasgullas. Everything will be finished. Because bhunjanti te aghang papam, jipachanti arpakara. Anyone who is preparing Rasgulla for himself or expanded himself, so they are simply become implicated with sinful activities. So if you are, suppose if you prepare Rasgulla, stealing from the shopkeeper sugar, and then how long you'll go on? One day you'll be captured. Tena eva savichat. What is that verse? Tena eva savichat. A chore. ये भगवान को देता नहीं इसलिए यज्ञ पुरुष रियल पॉइंट इज टू सैटिस्फाई यू कैन नॉट सप्लाई रसगुल्ला बट इफ यू सप्लाई रसगुल्ला एज प्रसादम देन द रसगुल्ला ईटर इज बेनिफिटेड यू आर बेनिफिटेड एंड कृष्णा इज प्लीज
Some devotees say that in cooking rasgulla for Krishna and the masses, I got my hand burnt, so now I want to practice on my own how to make rasgulla. When I become expert, then again I'll make for the masses.
You can prepare for Krishna so that your hands will be saved. Because you're thinking in that way, that may let me prepare for myself, therefore your hands is burned. Bhunjante te adhang paap, jipachanti harmaka. There will be rain. And if there is rain now, it is good for this food grain. It is very good.
Good for everything but the masuri.
Well, masuri is not very important.
What is masuri?
Lentil.
But it's not good for construction.
No, it will not continue. A few hours in a day, Mr. Star. Jadivar se Magher says, Dhanra Raja Punna Desh. This is the month of Magh. So at the end of Magh, if there is little rain, then it is to be understood that the king of that country is very pious and blessed. And at this time, a little rain is required. Jadivar se Magher says, Dhanra Raja Punna Desh. There is a book, Horar Vachan, astronomical prediction in these small verses.
Padumna Prabhu had a copy of that book.
Horar Vachan?
I was looking at it. It was very practical. Mm. Even how to, how many feet you should plant the different trees. Mm. Banana and others.
Anna was a woman.
She's a niece.
Very intelligent. Wife, I think, she was wife of Varaha Mihir. She was great. He was very great astrologer. And she learned from her husband, and then she explained in common language, that is Khonar Vachan.
What? Who?
This Khonar Vachan.
Khonar Vachan.
She was, I think so, I don't know that. She was the wife of a very big astrologer.
There was the nine rishis of one Raja, and then she was the daughter of one of those rishis.
Oh, maybe.
Son of a
daughter or wife.
Wife of also.
Amazing how everything is so scientifically analyzed in the Vedas. The Western.
Therefore, we say perfect.
Yeah.
Shruti Praman.
Even to the point of knowing about a certain amount of rain coming at the end of a particular season and how that indicates about the administration.
Yeah. Whether you have got such building, whether you have got such books, whether you have got such disciples, whether you have troubled soul, then what there will be reply?
They've got the Ashirvad.
They say that due to their Ashirvad.
No, he's saying that he is the counterpart. He's got Ashirvad.
No, Ashirvad, or what you have done for the Ashirvad. You are leaking up the Ashirvad. The Vedic conception is that the birds and beasts, they should not be dim now. Let them eat as much as you'd like. They must eat also.
So we shouldn't do that in our field?
Yes, that is the Vedic.
Then we won't have anything to eat.
Now you produce more.
Because now his field is the only field that's ripening, so that if he doesn't scare the bird away, all the bird will come and eat his field. When all the wheat is ripening at the same time, then nobody cares. They let the birds eat. But if one man only is growing one crop at one time, then all the birds come. They'll clean out and they'll get no.
No, therefore, everyone should grow seasonal grain. Everyone should take wheat. I think the number of men is more than the number of bricks. Till you finish, they're not being finished. So the landlords become very perplexed. So one landlord is asking, you don't go. I shall reduce the rent. Yeah, that's all right, but your house is also not very good. There are so many rats. All right, you can remain without rent. And still there are rats. All right, I shall give you one cat. So there is no distance. Who is going to keep a cat? I'll require milk also to feed. All right, I shall give you half kilo or 1 kilo milk also. All right. So then he says, now no rent and 1 kilo milk, that's all. This was in 1942.
Minister is coming to the district, and
which minister?
The Ajit Panja is the health minister. So we didn't see him.
That we must take drastic steps for curbing the population.
I'm going to become Brahmacharya.
So that's what
it's pretty interesting.
We want to present that we're by moral training achieving that.
Celibate. It's called celibacy.
Even our grihasthas, they are only having one or two children.